far.
Well, I learned from your experience and was able, by keeping my eyes on the light, to escape the Slough of Despond. But shortly thereafter, I met with the most lovely girl.
A fellow pilgrim?
Nay, but a dweller on one of the many byways. Her name was Wanton, and she was nearly the death of me.
Ah, indeed. I trow that it was she who nearly seduced Joseph, and who put him into prison when he gave her the back. It is only by God's grace that you escaped her net.
Ah, you cannot imagine what a flattering tongue she had. She caught me and kissed me and told me that she had been seeking me of a long time.
Seeking any that do wear pants, she meant. But do go on.
Well, then she told me that her bed was decked with coverings of tapestry and laid with fine linen brought with her from Egypt.
Ah, from Egypt was she? Then it was she that did accost Joseph.
Aye, it must have been. She said her bed was perfumed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon, and she invited me to take my fill of loves until the morning. Indeed, with her much fair speech, she had almost caused me to yield.
How was it then that you escaped?
Well, God sent into my mind the scripture that saith, "Her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life."
'Tis a true saying.
Aye. And as soon as I heard it in my mind, I knew that I must immediately act, or forever lose my life. So I said unto her, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve."
Brother, what did she then?
Why, she did cower and fall back, railing and cursing me as she went.
Then sawst thou her true colors?
Aye, her beauty and friendly manner were but bait upon a hook that would have torn my flesh and pierced my soul.
And did you see any more of her?
No. Only that I chanced to look back as I was ascending toward the wicket gate, and I saw that her house was hard joined to Beelzebub's castle. And I saw by her back door a smoking, fuming gate leading down into who knows where.
To hell, no less. This is she that did destroy the children of Israel at Kadesh Barnea, when they were about to pass into the Promised Land.
Aye, so I believe.
And she again that brought Samson into his blindness.
Aye, she hath been the death of many a pilgrim.
It was truly by God's grace alone that you escaped her. 'Twas good that you had lodged said scripture verse in your mind, else God could never have called it to your remembrance.
Aye, glad I am to have learned it as a child.